Hello, everyone. Welcome to Loitering, the occasional but lovable traveling mini pod. I'm your host, Sonia Paul, and today we're loitering outside Naturals Ice Cream in New Delhi with a very special guest. Can you introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Mansi. I'm a Japanese translator interpreter and an applied theater practitioner.
Cool. So, Mansi and I know each other from our days in Japan, and now we're here in New Delhi talking about loitering. Yes, that's right. We're going to talk about loitering on Loitering. So, Mansi, can you just tell me a little bit about how you relate to loitering these days?
I've been reading a lot of material on like loitering and women loitering in public spaces, which is almost very minimal in general in India.
So what is the situation in general in India?
Well, the situation is that women don't just stand at corners and talk as much, and they don't just loiter around. They're there for a meaning. Like, if you're on the street, you're either waiting for a bus, you're waiting for a friend, you're either waiting to catch something, or you're going to a place. But you'd never see like a group of women just standing at the corner and just hanging around, you know?
But we're doing that right now.
So yeah, we are, but then we're also standing right outside an ice cream parlor and having ice cream, which seems a little legit. And it's also not as late in the night, and it's at a really busy street and where there's a lot of restaurants and stuff. So yeah, but I'm just talking about regular, just like, you know, standing at one corner leading to like somewhere and not really, you know, outside restaurants and not a popular spot. But you would see men doing that a lot, you know.
Right, and not just in India, but everywhere. People might say that women who do this or women who take risks end up inviting danger to themselves. So what do you think about that though? Because it seems that women either have to sacrifice their freedom or their safety.
I think that, yes, that's definitely a bargain. But then I'd rather, I mean, not sacrifice my safety altogether. I wouldn't say that. But then I'd rather risk my safety than, you know, stay enclosed and be dictated by the terms, which really don't make sense. Like, why? I mean, I'm as much as a citizen of this place as any other gender is. And then why am I not allowed to just hang around and, you know, just be there and claim my space? So
why do you think that is, though, that you're not allowed?
Because there is so much, you know, threat of violence against, you know, women in general. There's this thing of like, you know, try and be as safe as you can. Try and avoid a situation that might arise at all times, you know, just be safe, be aware, be alert at all times. And I find myself doing that, you know, even if I'm waiting for an auto, I am being stared at. I want to get out of that situation as fast as I can. So I'm not really myself. I'm not comfortable there, even though I'm just like, I am there for a purpose. I'm not even loitering. But then still, you know, if you see my body language and if you read my state of mind, it's always going to be like very alert and then a little tense and a little like feeling a little unsafe. So, I mean, I don't want to feel like that, you know. I want to be able to just stand on the road or stand at a public space and go about my business without feeling threatened.
Yeah, you were telling me about this book that you just read, and I know they're authors because I've interviewed them for stories I've written, and the book is called Why Loiter. So can you talk a little bit about the book?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's really one thing that's really impacted this stream of thought for me right now. And it's a book about, everything that I just said. It's a book about questioning why women are not allowed to loiter, you know, and why loitering is actually so important so as to reclaim this space, to reclaim our right on public spaces. And it talks about, obviously, it does talk about, you know, safety and risk, and the fact that there aren't enough even public amenities on the streets in public spaces, because it's just a given that women will not be out, you know, after a certain time. And it's just like, it's just trying to tell me that, hey, you shouldn't be here out at this point in the night or whatever. Like, you don't belong here, go back to your place or whatever.
So what do you think, like, okay, you're taking a stand, you're trying to do this. We actually, too, just walked from the restaurant where we're at to this ice cream shop, which was pretty daring for us, but it was pretty cool.
Yeah.
But, yeah, what do you think needs to happen on a larger level for, you know, public space to be everyone's space?
I think what needs to happen is that this needs to be normalized. Like, I mean, it shouldn't depend on your gender as to whether you can access a certain place at a certain time or at any given time. I mean, it's a huge thing to, you know, ask as to what should be done or what can be done. I mean, there's a lot of work to be done, and in terms of just the basic mentality or the, you know, the patriarchal society, and it's pretty much like, hey, you don't belong here. You don't, like, I mean, good girls or good women don't loiter around on the streets is the basic viewpoint, and I feel like that needs to change. But then that's such a huge thing, and it's so deeply rooted, and it's not, I don't think it's just India.
Yeah,
but
no,
then
it's not.
Yeah, so I think that it's just a larger collective kind of thought process that needs to change. And not, it's not just men who feel like that. I feel like women themselves feel like they shouldn't do this. Like, you know, there's a lot of policing from other women that you get. You know, I mean, it's quite obvious that anytime something happens, if there's a assault or there's some kind of rape or other violence against women or harassment, there's always this question of like, oh, what time was it, you know? Or like, I mean, of course, there's always things like, what was she wearing? What was she doing? Was she drinking? Was she smoking? And all of that. But then the basic question is like, oh, what was the time? Why was she out there? You know, it's like if you get out there, we're going to put you back in your place. It's that kind of attitude which I'm really angry about. And I feel like I don't know where that comes from. Probably I do to some extent, but then I wish it would go away. Yeah.
And so do you think the root of this is like masculinity, or do you think it's like power dynamics, or is it a self-consciousness too among women? I mean, like, what do you think is one of the stronger roots we can seize upon, at least for this episode, and take forward as something to apply as a solution?
I think all of what you said, but the self-consciousness is instilled in us because of the fact that there is this whole need of, you know, exerting masculinity, and through that, you know, gaining power, and men feeling threatened that this power is going to go away. This, you know, whole
their power is going to go away.
Yeah, because it's they are the dominating sex, they are the dominating gender at this point. At least that's what they feel, and they want it to stay like that. And they feel challenged when, you know, other genders do the same and try to like compete with them. But actually, we're not trying to do anything. We're just trying to exist as they would or anybody would. So, I mean, I don't know what the thing is, but then I definitely think there is power play, and I feel like that power is exerted in different forms, and self-consciousness arises from the fact that it has been ingrained in us to like behave a certain way, which has also been done through this whole patriarchal system by both genders.
So there's a lot to think about, one step at a time. For people who are listening, who are maybe wondering what they could do, our advice, first off, is to try loitering, right?
Right. I think I'm going to try more of that for sure.
Okay, that's all we have for today. Thank you for listening to Loitering, the occasional but lovable traveling mini pod. You are hearing the sounds of New Delhi right now. Thanks for listening and have a great day. Goodbye.